We live in an amazing time. And while we focus on Doge, and yes, that's important, and while we focus on the Trump reforms and the attempts to block him, there's other things lying beneath the surface that we have done shows on that have largely gone ignored. And I'm going to circle back and I'm going to talk about some of these things, but in a different light. And I can't do this in one presentation. I'm going to do it in multiple presentations over a period of time, but we may get interrupted by the events that will come from what I'm going to talk about and render this series moot and unimportant. Right now, this is the most important thing on the planet, other than the salvation of individual souls, which is a decision one has to make when they come to Jesus. Other than that, this is the most important item that's out there because it's guiding history. The elite know what I'm going to tell you. I believe Trump and Musk know what I'm going to tell you. I'm sure the Chinese know what I'm going to tell you. And certain people in the Philippines, Hawaii, and Mount Shasta have told me they know what I'm going to tell you is correct. And I've had these discussions over time, and so have my colleagues. And you're saying, colleagues, you have colleagues in this nutty story you're going to tell us? Yes, I do. Sarah Westall has a big part of what I know. Chris Kitsey, the developer of Private Line, who has an interesting high-tech background, he has a lot of this information. And as a consequence, ladies and gentlemen, there are other people that I've talked to, the Hawaiian elders. When I got involved in what happened to Lahaina, and if you think the only thing in Maui was Lahaina, the destruction, the creation of a 15-minute city, that is the surface explanation for what they really want there. Many of the Hawaiian elders know this. And in fact, I'm going to have discussions with a couple other people I've come to trust who've investigated Lahaina as well. But there are events that have happened there in the ancient past that still loom large today and known by a few. And this is a lot of this stuff is compartmentalized. And if you know how the world of intelligence works, the way that they hold their secrets is to do what? Come on, you know, they compartmentalize it, correct? And by compartmentalizing, one person may know part A, next person knows part B, but they don't know each other. Part C, part D. My father went through this when he did his work with captured German scientists. He would see things that would disappear off into the ethos, never to cross his desk again, nor the people to cross his desk again. And he knew how this game was played, but he wondered why it never showed up in NASA. And he said, well, there must be a secret space program where this stuff is going on. And he's proven to be exactly right. And he told me that in 1985. Oh, gee, how long is that? That's 40 years ago. People have pieces of this pie. Some people have larger pieces than other. I would say Sarah Westall and the Hawaiian elders that I've talked to at some length have the biggest piece, along with Chris Kitsey. And I've taken what they have done, and it's kind of like a blind man describing an elephant. What's an elephant? Well, it's got a long, long something coming out of the front of its face. And it's absolutely huge, and its legs are thick. So, depending on where you're located, you describe the elephant a little differently as a blind person than someone who could see the whole thing, or from someone who's compartmentalized in a different part of the elephant. This is what I have tried to do, is to connect the dots on these compartmentalizations by talking to many people who have proven they know what they talk about. And I will tell you, Sarah's research on this and Chris's research on this has crossed over that boundary. And I'm going to have another discussion today, later today, with someone who I suspect knows a lot more than they've told me. And I think I'm going to be shocking them. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to tell you right up front right now, I'm going to give you surface explanations, but if you want details, I'm going to put some of those details over on our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. You want to go there and sign up, and we're going to put a lot of this exclusive stuff up there. The connector dots are going to go up there. I'm going to give you the broad story today, and I'll be following up with more broad story connections. But the stuff you can go research and begin to piece this together, as I have, will be over on the TV show. And we're going to make that exclusive to that entity. Let me mention a name to you here that surfaced, and he's getting attention, but they're not going to the end level of how this affects us today with this guy. There's hidden history. There's the ancient continent of Atlantis. There is the ancient continent of what was called Mu, or the civilization Lemuria. And a man named J.C. Brown began to connect all this. And I'm just going to tell you a brief story. And this is circulating on the internet. This isn't proprietary here, and this isn't proprietary to any of my sources that I'm drawing from. And this man had an interesting ending, too. But he was a geologist for a mining company. He was sent to Mount Shasta to look for gold. Well, he found a lot more than that. Now, Mount Shasta, as you know, is a volcano. And so they're going to have lava tubes that are miles long. Well, he cleared some debris and he found probably what was a lava tube, miles long. And he got into it and says he found an ancient city. And the city contains some very big anomalies. And I don't know how much of this is true or folklore that, well, basically arrived or was derived from his explanation. But he described like spiritual rooms with 7 to 10 foot encased beings that were humanoid, but didn't look totally human. And he talked about machinery that was gold plated, other things that were gold plated. This will become very, very important. Remember the excessive description of gold by J.C. Brown. Well, he didn't know what to do with it. He kind of freaked out and he said, well, there's no gold at Mount Shasta, and told his mining company that. And he had the debris that he had removed from the opening of the lava tube covered, and he buried the city. And well, a few years later, he came across a work of a man who wrote a book on Lemuria, ancient continent destroyed, sunk to the bottom of the ocean. And he got fascinated with this and started to give lectures about what he had found. And he was going to lead an expedition back to where he was going to go, or where he had been, I should say, remove the debris and expose to the world what he said he knew was true. And he mysteriously disappeared the night before. And this made the headlines in California newspapers. Mount Shasta, as you know, is in Northern California. And this made headlines all across the region. What happened to this guy? Extensive legal searches were performed. Never a body, not a suicide note, nothing. Never was found. And J.C. Brown disappeared forever. Now, I'm going to lead up to something here, and you got to stay with me on this. And I'm going to tell you right now that, we have to pay for what we do here. And so I just want to tell you, we're brought to you by, well, we're brought to you by the company that makes this product. You see me display the NanoSoma spray, boost my immune system, allowed me to get over a lot of stuff. I was dealing with bad, bad stuff. And then I used what I just flashed on the screen there, the gel that would allow me to work out to recapture a lot of my health, but overcome, basically debilitated joints over time, such as bone on bone right knee, which is no longer the case. And these products really have put me to where I've been, and I haven't been doing what I'm doing for 25 years. I mean, I even occasionally play basketball now at my advanced age, taking a risk, I know, with the ACL and stuff, but the joint, no. No problem. Used to be very quick. Now you can time me with a calendar, but I can still shoot. But I get to enjoy that activity that I thought was long behind me because of these products. But I do other things too. And it's just not just the sports aspect, it's the health aspect of it. And the spray does not cure anything, it just boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. And if you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, you're going to find product descriptions that will tell you exactly why I've drawn the conclusions I've drawn in relationship to my own rehabilitation. All right, Atlantis and Lemuria. I want to focus on the conflict, but then I want to focus mostly on Lemuria for this part. We're going to do many parts on this. Atlantis and Lemuria were the two dominant civilizations on Earth, and we don't know how long ago. I suspect they both have things to do with the pyramids. Lemuria would be pretty much Mount Shasta to Hawaii to the Philippines, roughly speaking, Japan, and so forth. And one of the monuments of Lemuria that we can put our hands on is Yamaguni. And Yamaguni, you just look this up, Yamaguni, it's off the coast of Japan near Okinawa. This is an amazing set of pyramids and apparently roads and structures. And you have block construction with right angle, 45 degree angle cuts. Nature doesn't work that way. And it's the bottom of the ocean. And from what I've researched, I'm convinced this is a remnant of Lemuria. On the other side of the planet, you've got an underground city that's been found off the coast of Cuba. Now, you never get the mainstream media to popularize this. In fact, they debunk everything connected to this. It's ancient legend, it's nonsense, and da 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 da. The media is a bunch of liars. I mean, they debunked the work of Tesla, which we still don't know the full extent of what he did because the FBI has those files. Oh, there's a place for Doge to go, isn't it? Hidden technology. I'm going to do another piece on that someday. About what Dan Bongino and Kash Patel can go look for, because I'd be happy to tell them. Okay, now continuing with this lost city of Atlantis lies 2 miles deep at the bottom of the ocean, and you see the similar constructions that you find in Yanaguni, and then you have the Bienemy Road off the Bahamas, and it's clear it's a road. I mean, just nature doesn't work in 90-degree, 45-degree angles consistently. It's random. So you have artifacts of Atlantis, Lemuria. I think it could be likely, and I haven't gone in to explore this fully, with the ancient pyramid structure. And some of these cities that you find underwater have ancient pyramids. And the pyramids may be connected to these two civilizations that existed simultaneously. Well, they went to war with each other. Atlantis was a virtuous society, as the legend goes, written by Plato. And they became corrupt about 25 to 30,000 years ago. And they started to wage war on Lemuria because they wanted to be the dominant planet. Lemuria wouldn't give in. And Lemuria held a lot of the gold on this planet, as the legend goes, and Atlantis wanted their cut. And the Lemurians said, no way. And so they had this massive war, and as legend goes, and I'll give you a piece of artifact proof here in a second, but as the legend grew about this story, they waged war for years with selective nuclear strikes and other weapons that are very Tesla-like, sound-based, directed energy. Yeah. This is nothing new that we're having today. And in fact, let me just share this artifact with you as I digress to a right turn. How long have I known about this stuff? I've known about it for over 30 years. When I was lucky enough, through my mentor, Bill Pollack, former CIA, ex-Air Force Intel, the late Bill Pollack, who is really my mentor in this business, Bill introduced me to Vance Davis, former NSA, and really interesting background. And Vance and I used to have weekly meetings when I lived in Glendale, Arizona, and he lived in Mesa, Arizona. We would meet every Saturday, and we did this for quite some time and share information about what I knew from my father's work that I could not disclose publicly for many reasons at that time. And then he would share with me classified work that could have got him killed had he come out. Now, eventually things will change, and I've somewhat told my story of my family background, not fully. And there's good reasons for it, but he has pretty much come full disclosure. And what we learned from each other was about ancient civilizations, technology that was sought. In fact, Hitler was obsessed with finding ancient technology in the pyramids, and they created the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, the most popular book today with the Muslim Brotherhood through the Middle East is Mein Kampf, believe that or not. And they were looking for ancient technology to aid in military application. That was Hitler. But we have done a lot of that. Now, Vance and I, he took me into downtown Phoenix. And he said, there's ancient technology that lies under the city of Phoenix. And he says, this is why they built the federal center there. And it's just very mysterious. And I won't go into all the details. It's another story I'll tell in more detail. But Vance told me, he said, we can't touch the technology because it's biometrically operated. And I said, give me an example of what we'd find. And so we had lunch in downtown Phoenix on top of this rotating restaurant. And underneath there, and if you're from Phoenix, you know exactly where I'm talking about probably about 3/4 of a mile from where the Diamondbacks and the Suns play baseball and basketball, respectively. And Vance said, underneath us are these craft. And I've had this confirmed from Hopi elders that I have talked to. They called them the Searcherins, was a name that they had given to them. And then under the federal center that lies out on the east, excuse me, the west side of downtown, as you approach I-17, near the I-10 corridor, you have the same thing. And they built the federal center where they did so they could build underground tunnels to go explore and try to develop. And the latest information that we have is they haven't mastered this or not. It's just continued to be a mystery. Ancient technology superior to our own. Now, I'm going to bring this directly into focus to current events. I want to focus mostly on Lemuria. They were the holders of gold in this time. Hawaiian elders have this information too. Hawaii was part of that Lemurian group that survived. Mount Shasta seems to have been the western end. And with Mount Shasta, you've got stories of people disappearing. I mean, hikers going across an open field and someone just goes away. It's very, very mysterious. The Bigfoot legend was born there. And some people say it's not Bigfoot, it's Lemurians that survived and exist there. And the ancient Native American tribes, and I've interviewed some of them, will tell you, you don't go above the tree line on Mount Shasta because there's beings there that will meet you with extreme hostility. It's part of the folklore. How much of that is true, I really don't know. But it all adds up to a consistent theme that the Lemurians seem to have fled to Mount Shasta and centered their what remained of their civilization there after the nuclear wars that they were having with Atlantis unhinged the tectonic plates, massive floods destroyed both civilizations, and you had remnants of survivors. It's really one of what the Hopis call the four lost civilizations. They say we're in the fifth and final world. It's part of their legend. And how do I know? Well, I had a student who was the grandson of a Hopi elder, and I got the privilege of being downloaded on this information. Now, let's put all this in a block and set it to the side. This is a part one of a series that I'm going to tell you why President Trump, Elon Musk, the banks of the world, the Bank of International Settlement, the most powerful bank in the world that controls all the central banks, and JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all the big ones are now totally 100% after gold. The Bank of London's being emptied with demands for gold that they were storing for the banks and the elite. They're playing games now. What used to be a one-day transfer, actually a 5-minute transfer, now taking weeks because they feel something big is coming. And they're hoping for intervention, the Bank of London people are, because they want to hang on to as much gold as possible. Gold is ready to surface. This is the motivation for the BRICS at the elite level. Your average person working in BRICS and trying to align gold with currency, blending that among 40 different nations, they probably have no idea. Remember what I said, compartmentalization. And I'd be compartmentalized had I not gone to so many different sources over the last 30 years, but things have mushroomed in the last 6 months. Sarah and I did a show. I'm going to review that show with you in part two. And it tells you how ancient Atlantis, mostly Lemuria, enters into our history today. And it's not that if there's any surviving Atlanteans or surviving Lemurians that we're going to have interface with them and somehow things are going to change. I have no idea if that's true or even possible. I have no idea, but I can tell you what was left behind is stunning. And we're going to hit this in part two, our hidden history that's ready to visit the effects upon us today. We are at a major turning point in history. And when I take a 30,000 foot view, I can see how the World Health Organization enters into this, the United Nations, but mostly the World Economic Forum. They know what I know, and I can tell by their policies. And they act like they're descendants of Atlantis with their arrogant attitude. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying they act like it. We're going to cover that and more in part two of this series. I'm Dave Hodges. You're watching the Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter. You go, well, what do you mean newsletter? Well, if you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link for the newsletter. You click it on, you put your email address in, the only required field, and you'll be tuned into everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping. We typically have anywhere between 5 and 7 publications per day. Most are videos from me. Some are interesting articles, interesting that are written by other people. Some have been written by me. And it's a combination of everything we put in there. And we usually build the newsletter on themes. And people love it because they don't have to come back 4 or 5 times in the day to keep up on the latest. They just wait for the newsletter. And there it is. Voila. And we're going to be expanding that too because the Doug and Dave Intel Report is going to a more frequent publication. And this is by popular demand. And I've actually had people that work on selling advertising, like on YouTube and other places, tell me, Dave, you know, your podcast is in, you know, the upper one half of 1%, according to ListenNotes, that rates 3.5 million worldwide. But you know what the best thing you do in your podcast? It's the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug Thornton, if you don't know who he is a former combat Marine defense contractor and DHS supervisor. He's been on the border, fought Antifa in Portland, dealt with a corrupt DOJ with Merrick Garland before he couldn't take anymore and he quit and went into this business. And we combine forces to have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. That's going to be a growing element of what we do, both on Doug's side with the American Vindicta Show and my side, the Common Sense Show. So this is an exciting time, and I feel real pressure to get this information out because I think we're going to realize the fruits of this information very shortly. I mean, could be tomorrow, could be next week, could be this summer. I don't think we have 2 years. I really don't. I don't think we have a year. But predicting dates and how events will roll out that cascade upon each other is a fool's errand. But I just get the sense of urgency to get this done. And Art Bell talked about this concept towards the end of his broadcast career. Art used to talk about the quickening, the things were accelerating, and we were coming to certain climaxes in various areas. Art was right. Art was right. Things indeed are speeding up. And there's actually a reason that's scientific behind this that we'll cover in another presentation. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for part two in the next segment of this series, Our Hidden History. And we're going to soon be living it. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by Noble Gold, and boy, does this fit what we're going to talk about here today. We're on part two of our Hidden History series, and we're going to spread out several parts over time. I just hope we don't get cut off by world events because it'll be decided. But nonetheless, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. I got to tell you, we're almost better off selling our homes and buying gold and silver right now than we are maintaining our homes. No, I'm not seriously suggesting you do that, but I'm telling you, the income differential, the wealth differential with what's coming with gold and silver is off the charts. That's one reason, two reasons, gold, silver. that you need to contact Noble Gold. The third factor is the fact that the banks are facing failure, many of them. And they, by law, Dodd-Frank 2010, can keep your assets, including your retirement, 401k, IRA, if it's associated with a bank. Why would you give them that opportunity when Noble Gold can remove that retirement from the control of the bank, put it under your control, and back it with the fastest appreciating metals in the world? No brainer. No brainer. Three reasons. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Put in your email. I'll send you a free information packet. It's brief, to the point, emphasizes some of what I've talked about here. And then you'll have the number to call Noble Gold and be prepared to close your own deal. They'll just answer questions, make you feel right at home, but they won't pressure you to do anything. I know because I've been a customer multiple times over. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, in the last series, excuse me, part of the series that we did here, and actually the first part, we talked about Lemuria, Atlantis, the continent of Mu, Yanaguni, the Bemi Road. I mean, all the artifacts left behind by these ancient civilization, the clues that are there. But look at the guardians of truth, the ones that want to repress science and technology, the ones that want to change our history for their benefit so they can move to profit and you won't have any idea what's going on. It's just ludicrous nonsense that we believe any of these people. I'll give you one example, the mound builders, which is kind of like mini pyramids in North America. Mondo Gonzalez, who I've interviewed a few times, has made stunning discoveries, perfectly documented, great researcher, sent it to the National Archives for review, and oh, no, we have to reject this. This doesn't mean anything. Didn't even consider what he had wrote because it went against their existing paradigm. And it's like Galileo, and I want to lay this out for you. Galileo, through his observatory, said, Jay, I've kind of made an interesting discovery. The Earth is not the center of the universe. In fact, we rotate around the sun. They don't rotate around us. Well, the Catholic Church, the guardians of ancient history that they seek to pervert, yes, that's right. The Vatican is known for this. And also ask yourself why they are obsessed with storing gold, but we'll get to that in a minute. So anyway, the Catholic Church said, you're guilty of heresy. We could burn you at the stake. And he says, oh no, I'm not trying to offend anybody. Please just come to my observatory and I'll let you look in my telescope and you can see what I'm talking about is true. So the Catholic cardinals went to his observatory and they covered their eyes as they looked into the telescope so they could truthfully say before God, I didn't see a thing. And he got banished and all the other things that go with it. And it's the same kind of censorship we see today. COVID vaccines kill people. The evidence is overwhelming. Fauci was a co-conspirator in the releasing of what? COVID. And then he went from, oh, you don't have to wear a mask to where you better wear two masks. Yeah, guardians of the truth. Guardians of deceit. The Kennedy assassination is another good example of the repression of knowledge that we're entitled to know. Over what, 61 years now, the people there have had access to what? Kennedy files, CIA. You think we're going to get the truth after they refuse to release it for over 60 years? Of course not. Guardians of the truth. They want you to believe the fiction that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, despite the fact that the FBI gave him a paraffin test and it showed that he hadn't shot a gun for at least 48 hours. It's just, in my work, and I'm going to talk about this again in a later series here, but my work, we collaborated with Enron and how the powers that be smashed Enron into oblivion because they dared to go into forbidden science that you can't know about. Oh, I know. Why did I get banned from YouTube? Because I talked about the fact that the CIA should release the files. Yeah, exactly. Guardians of the truth. You are lied to about your history. The only truth that's out there, really, that I trust is the Bible. That's the only truth that I fully trust in. History books? Well, he who wins the battle writes the history. Fact or fiction? Well, it's fact. So what do we draw from what I told you in the first series? I talked about Lemuria, continent of Mu.
extending, we think, from Mount Shasta into Asia. We also talked about a war between Lemuria and Atlantis. Atlantis was a fair and virtuous society. They grew very evil. Well, this is part of what Plato even wrote about this. And they sought to control the world. But controlling the world is not just about controlling the world, it's about controlling the world's assets. Why do you think the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and extreme liberals in this country want to put you in 15-minute cities, deprive you of meat and dairy, make you eat bugs and aquatics? You're digitized for everything, social credit score. You can never express a contrary opinion. There is no First Amendment. There will be no Second Amendment. You'll have no due process. You'll totally be digitized and controlled by AI and punished by AI. This is what they seek to do. And what is it? Over 100 cities have signed on to this crap. It's always about the resources. They don't want you to compete with them. They don't want you to be able to have rising mobility, which has been a characteristic of America, where you can go from rags to riches and then compete with the elite and their children. They don't want that at all. Why do you think they make the Ivy League schools so expensive? Good question, Dave. Why do you think they offer athletic scholarships? Good question, Dave. Because if they offered athletic scholarships, let's start there. They would attract people in some cases from middle and lower income families, and they'd get a Harvard or Princeton or Yale education and graduate and compete with the wealthy elite. They don't want that. So they try to price everybody out of existence. This is what they do. And boy, I tell you what, Ivy League, about as racist as you get, but that's another story for another time with history. All right, let's continue. Wars are about resources, not just controlling people. You control the people so they're not a threat to the resources you control. Because see, if you have a quarter and the elite have a quarter, you're elite. If they have a quarter and you have a penny, they're elite. You're peons. They control you. That's what wars are about. Now, let's go back to Lemuria and Atlantis. What did Atlantis want? Well, they obviously wanted to control the planet because they wanted resources. And what did they want? They wanted gold. Lemuria managed to mine and control much of the gold of the world. And they were not really militaristic, but they were economically savvy. And they were beginning to compete with the bigger empire of Atlantis. And Atlantis said, "You're going to capitulate or we'll go to war." Well, they went to war. And as I indicated in part one, we had a series of nuclear exchanges, and it caused the tectonic plates of the earth to shift. Massive floods wiped out both societies. Remnants include, like I said, Yanaguni and the Bienni Road, the lost city off of Cuba. I mean, we could go on and on with the examples. And pyramids would be a part of this too, and I'm going to cover that separately. Okay, so let's talk about, did they complete the war? And is there anything that would show that there was a war? And I would say, oh, yes, there is. There is proof in the Indian desert. When you have a nuclear blast in the desert, it turns the sand to glass. We have lots of examples of that. Also in the Gobi Desert, we see some examples of that as well, too. We see examples of nuclear war in our past. So where does this leave us? Okay. Well, you had Atlantis with some gold. And it was the basis of wealth, always has been. And then you have Lemuria with lots of gold. And this is where Sarah Westall and Chris Kitsey and others come in. Much of that gold is stored on what would have been the western fringe of Lemuria, the continent of Mu. And where would that be? That would be the Philippines. That's one source. There's three sources total, and I've been told not to tell the other two. I'm going to respect that for a while. I'm still trying to figure out why that's privileged information, but I can tell you, put your money on the Philippines. Sarah does. I do. Other people I talk to, they know about this as well. And so do the Chinese. The Chinese want the Philippines. This is why they're trying to take total control of the South China Sea. Taiwan is an obstacle to that. China doesn't really want to fight Taiwan because it would be a tough fight and it might bring America into it. Might not. But nonetheless, China would have its hands full. And then Japan is lining up against this too. Japan knows about this gold at the elite levels, but we talked about compartmentalization, right? How much do the average people know? Nothing. Not unless they've gone to the trouble of putting together the work of multiple people and forming a picture that makes a lot of sense. And you go, whoa, that's, yeah, it is revealing. So China knows. They want the gold. They're trying to collect gold. We are going through an absolute fiat currency collapse in the world. Now, why did we get fiat currency? I have to give you a little history lesson here so it will make some degree of sense to you. We went off the gold standard in 1933 when Roosevelt made it illegal for people to own gold. Why did he do that? So he could go into deficit spending. Print money from the Federal Reserve that the elite created, go into debt, and where does that money that you print create? Oh, to projects for the military industrial complex today. Then it was the big corporations for the Depression era programs, like, Work Progress Group, Civilian Conservation Corps, all the make work projects so America didn't go into revolution because they were broke and really, really in trouble. And fiat and gold was removed so fiat currency could take over. Well, fiat currency in part killed the American economy, killed other economies as well too, as the world began to move away from gold standard. Nixon completed that task at, what was it, 1971, I believe it was, totally removed us from what the vestiges of the gold standard were. And we became for a while the world reserve currency, courtesy of Bretton Woods' plan for post-World War II, and how wealth would be distributed. America was destined to be the great nation. The dollar would be the reserve currency. And there used to be a saying, it's as sound as a dollar, meaning the dollar was strong and whatever you're comparing the dollar to was good. Well, we had that, but the problem is fiat currency only works if you have reserve currency status. Well, we began to lose that with the rising of the BRICS about a dozen years ago. And then oil became part of this as well, too. So what are we looking at now? Fiat currencies across the planet are broke as a joke because we went off the gold standard. In fact, let's go back in history. Let's go back to 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Why were they coming to America? To get assets. The early conquistadors looked for the seven cities of gold. They thought that they would find it. They knew about the gold legends passed down from folklore from Atlantis, Lemuria, later to many Native American tribes like the Hopis, since we're living in the fifth world. And they wanted gold for their mercantile system. You could print as much cash as a European nation based on the amount of gold you had. So you wanted gold so you could build up your cash reserves and buy stuff, and your people's standard of living would be higher, your government would be richer, your army would be better equipped. You get the idea, okay? Well, we went away from that old mercantile system with fiat currency. And gold, historically, is the only thing that over the long term ever satisfies the needs of backing up a fiat currency. That's what makes it not fiat. So you have to have gold. And these are legends and principles passed down to us from time beyond where we have good, reliable history. Well, now there's an abundance of gold, and let's take a look at the Trump administration. Would you say they're obsessed with it? The answer is yes. And they're going to use Fort Knox as the impetus to get mad, get you mad at what has been in our government. And you should be mad at that. And then you're also going to look at how we have to change our economic system as a result of the Fort Knox deficit to use gold to back our currency. So we have to move probably with a basket of currencies, a little crypto, maybe some lithium, definitely silver, and of course gold. And we're going to have a basket of currencies backing up our dollar. When Trump says this is going to be the golden age, that is not an idle phrase. It's literal. We are seeking minerals. What do we want to rebuild Ukraine with a new Marshall Plan? We want their minerals. There's good minerals with secondary status like lithium and silver, And then there's the king of all minerals, which is gold. I don't know what the Ukraine has with gold. I know they're very rich in lithium and they have good silver supplies as well too. And then we're looking at acquiring gold wherever we can find it. We want Greenland for its vast mineral resources and its good defensive posture to defend against a Chinese or Russian or both invasion from the North Pole that they control, courtesy of the UN giveaway of our claims that we made very early on. Now you've got the relevant history. The people that are controlling the gold, as the legend is told, and many of us have this legend. I've got this from the Hawaiian elders that I worked with regard to what happened in Lahaina. And also, too, I've got it from Sarah Westall and Chris Kitsey. And we've all talked about this on air, but we haven't put it together comprehensively. And I've called on Sarah that we need to do this. I'm doing part of that work right here, right now. He who controls the gold will control the world. And the banks know what's going on. This is why they're emptying the Bank of London with their gold reserves, and COMEX is setting records almost every single day with gold activity. They know what's coming. Now, with compartmentalization, I'm sure JB Diamond knows, but his senior VPs probably do not. This information is still somewhat privileged. How do you get the information? Well, you connect dots. Let me give you another thing that's going on. If you think Lahaina was nothing more than the burning out of people to build a 15-minute city to be a rich playland for the famous, no, that's a secondary byproduct. What lies under Lahaina and adjacent areas? Vast mineral resources and rumors of gold storage at Haleakala, big mountain on Maui. This is very interesting. It's something that we're going to explore with Hawaiian elders, some that I'm still in contact with. And I'm going to try to bring in Michelle Melendez to see what she knows about this, because she knows Lahaina upside down. She's a great resource on what happened to those people and the missing children and all that. But Hawaii would be the midpoint of the continent of Mu, hence Lemuria. And everything points to gold. Everything. And I don't know how to make it any more clear that this is what the battle right now in the world is for gold reserves first, oil reserves second. Silver will become third, maybe even pass oil because of high tech. This is where the battle for resources are taking place. And we've seen battles before. We're going to have more wars. We're preparing for war, by the way, in case you're wondering. The Trump administration's getting us ready. And there's good precedent. The Battle of the Spanish Armada. Control of the New World. Which navy will be predominant and can control pathways to the New World from which to get resources in our mercantile system to beef up our cash supply and therefore our wealth? And so the British, with an undermanned fleet, sailed out to meet the Spanish Armada, vastly superior numerically, and the Spanish Armada ran into a devastating hurricane. And control of North America shifted from Spain to England and France. But later, England and France will fight a war for similar reasons called the French and Indian War, a prelude to the American Revolution. But it was between who was going to control North America predominantly. Would it be the French or would it be the British? It's all about resources, people. And I'm telling you, the resource is gold. I can tell you that some of this gold is located and under guard in the Philippines. I believe raw deposits are under Lahaina in adjacent areas in Maui. And who gets control of this shifts the balance of power. Now, the banks are in a futile effort. I think it's futile. It's a waste of time. They're trying to acquire as much gold as available in what we have available publicly, not these hidden supplies. I've been told this is dwarfed by what's hidden. So they're really in a fool's errand, but they're trying to position themselves to come out the other side of the collapse of fiat currency in a better position because of their gold holdings. You see why I'm so bullish on gold? How long have I known this? Well, I go back 30 years when I started acquiring the knowledge that I have. But I would say in the last 6 months, it's all come together. It's easy once you know your history to start connecting dots. And will we fight a war with China? Probably over the gold in the Philippines. I think that could be very likely. But they need to remove the obstacles of Guam, Diego Garcia, Japan, and Taiwan. That's a pretty big conflict. China can carry on a regional war. They can't carry on a global war. But they could carry on a regional war of that type, and it could get expensive for us. If we're aligned with Russia, which Putin and Trump are trying to work towards, well, there we go. And by the way, I've got it on good authority that the mineral resource profits headed to the U.S. will also be shared in part by Russia using shell corporations to conceal the fact that we're in business with Ukraine rehabilitation, with Russia, the country that caused the need for rehabilitation. That would be a public relations disaster if this were on the table at the United Nations. It's not, but I believe it's true from what I've learned. Lot to unpack here, but we're not done. We're not done. Because not only has the knowledge of this gold been held from us, so has the knowledge of advanced science. And if anyone comes up with something in their garage, the United States even has a law. It's called the Inventors Act of 1951. If you're a threat to the government with your invention or to other business, guardians of the gate, they can come and seize it. We're going to talk a little bit about that in part three. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you. Make sure you check out our website. We're going to give real details on these stories there as we do a deep dive into proving what we're talking about. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Thank you so much. Make sure you share. We've got to create an overwhelming mandate for the midterm elections. Otherwise, everything we're doing now could be for naught. So please share far and wide. In the last segment, last two segments, actually, we talked about our hidden history and how the world's rushing towards gold because they know something is coming, a major gold release, or releases is more accurate. And this could change the face of the planet, and everyone's trying to position themselves except for you. I know. I hear you. I hear you. We're sponsored by a couple of people here in this broadcast. One is Body Align, and I'm going to keep pounding this, folks. This is your best friend. This is also your worst enemy. You need cell phone to get by in life today, and for so many different reasons that you all know. But on the other side of the coin, you've got a situation where, holy crap, it could kill you. Glioblastoma, brain cancer, all the other effects, infertility. You need an EMF block, and they got one at Body Align, and it's inexpensive. And also, too, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you get peace of mind to know it's going to work. All you got to do is go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Look for the EMF protection on the cell phone. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. We're also brought to you by Noble Gold. I'm just going to be real short with this. Right now, everyone who doesn't try to get gold at any cost is making a huge mistake. You're ahead of the curve because you're on this channel and you're hearing about gold and the preeminence that it's occupying now. There's other channels covering this, but it's scant. It's far and few between. You need to do this. Silver, too. Call Noble Gold right now after this broadcast. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. All right. I just want to remind you about our hidden history. Should you be surprised that mass amounts of gold are being held from us? The story is even more fantastical than I've shared because it contains some facts that I can't verify and I'm working on. But the major thrust of the story is true. There's too many people that have the same story from different angles, different sources, all adds to the same thing. Gold is going to dominate finance. And everyone's positioning, who's in a position to know this, they're positioning to get by. They're trying to survive. For the average investor, you can get rich. The big banks are just trying to tread water because of their volume. So let me just share this. You think it's such a fantastic story, and I understand why people might say that. At one time in my life, I would have said that too when presented with this information. However, I want to make it very, 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 very clear to everybody that this is real, this is coming, and our planet has a history with certain forces repressing true information. Our history is kept from us, true history. I mean, you even see these history channels. Right, the battlefield reenactment, right? And they'll go out there and they'll find artifacts of a battle that destroy the textbook version of the battle. Antietam is one of them, the bloodiest battle, biggest loss of life in American history. And we know a lot of what we were taught was wrong. Battle Bull Run, same thing. Iwo Jima, mistakes in coverage by history. Should you be surprised? I have shared this with you, and sometime I'm going to have to do a real detailed analysis. But I was working with a group, Bill Pollack and Vance Davis and others, some astronauts, other prominent people, and we were doing a deal with Enron to have 0 point energy. It means energy out of the ether. And we were going to build a self-sustaining community in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. And the federal government came about it and they fabricated evidence against Enron and put them out of business. And I don't believe Ken Lay ever committed suicide, just my personal opinion. I like Ken. I interacted with him a couple times on the phone in our group, and we interacted a lot with the subordinates. They're good guys. It was an honest company. It was the fourth largest energy producer in the world when the feds took them down. And they accused him of all kinds of things that I don't think they did. But they didn't want this technology to come out, and they destroyed Enron. We think Ken Lay was given the option to fake suicide and go out somewhere under an assumed identity. He had too many dead man switches for anything else to have happened. In fact, actually, one time we were in a conversation with him and a few of his subordinates, and he made the comment, "I hope all you gentlemen have your dead man switches in line." In other words, there are people that are not going to like what we're coming out with. Tesla went through it. In fact, if you don't think I'm telling you the truth about Enron, ask yourself this question. In 1943, when Tesla died in a New York apartment, why did the FBI show up and take all his research and has refused to release it to this day, over 70 years later? Doesn't make sense, does it? No, of course it doesn't. But this is our government at work. The physics that we have is Newtonian physics. The real physics, and some of it's being taught to the elite kids and people in universities, but most of it's not, but the elite physics is quantum physics, hyperdimensional physics. And it's being ignored for good reason, because to follow that trail provides some of the so-called miracles that we have in science today that we can emulate. We've had a secret space program for decades, and all of a sudden it became public, and no one asked, President Trump, how did you make this organization public from scratch? They hit the ground running. How's that possible? Because they already existed as the secret space program. Hidden information. And I told the story this morning about Galileo, you know. We're not the center of the universe, and the Catholic Church wanted to burn him at the stake for heresy. We see it over and over and over with the repression of true knowledge. Mondo Gonzalez, man, I've interviewed a few times, and I'm going to put a message into Doug Thornton. We need to get him on the Doug and Dave Intel Report and get the latest on the Mound Builders. His stuff is so good, so airtight with research, but the National Archives won't even look at it because it goes against their existing paradigm. We don't have science. We have fake science running this country. Look at the vaccine. Safe and effective. How would you know? You never tested it. And it killed millions. We are up against it, ladies and gentlemen. We truly are. We are at a crossroads in history, and we need to bring everything out on the table. This is time for full disclosure. I want to thank you for joining us. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Put in your email, and you'll receive an update on everything we do in the previous 24 hours. We'll see you back here again next time. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys are awesome.